This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain on Saturday acclaimed a historic action plan by G7 nations to prevent future pandemics as the group showcases U.S.-led unity against China and Russia at its first in-person summit in almost 2 years. Collective steps include slashing the time taken to develop and license vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics for any future disease while reinforcing global surveillance networks. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is welcoming the health pack, and he says the UN agency will examine a British proposal to create a global pandemic radar to send early warnings of future outbreaks. However, aid charity Oxfam said the declaration, quote, does nothing to address the fundamental problems that are preventing vaccines being accessible to the vast majority of humanity. The declaration will be finalized Sunday, according to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, as he chairs the second day of a three-day summit. The G7, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States are largely focused on, quote, building back better after COVID-19 wrecked economies and claimed millions of lives around the world. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will hold a solo news conference after meeting his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin next week, denying a chance for the two to share an international stage. Putin held a 2018 news conference with Donald Trump, leading to shock when the then U.S. president cast doubt on the findings of his own intelligence agencies and flattered the Russian leader. Biden will meet Putin on June 16th in Geneva for a summit. And the White House has said Biden will bring up ransomware attacks from Russia, Moscow's aggression against Ukraine, the jailing of dissidents, and other issues. This is VOA News. Algeria held parliamentary elections.